Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question, do we need a biblical worldview? When I say do we, does America need a biblical worldview? Do we need a biblical worldview in the pulpits today? Do we need a biblical worldview in the congregation, those seated in the seats in our churches today? Do we need a biblical worldview? Or is it all right just simply to go, as I call it, willy-nilly, believing anything and embracing a secular mindset? I'm looking at the statistics that are alarming. It says, study finds 37% of pastors have a biblical worldview. Only 37% of pastors have a biblical worldview. Spiritual awakening is needed in America, in our pulpits, this writer says. A new study from the Center Cultural Research Center of Arizona Christian University has found that only 37% of Christian pastors in the United States have a biblical worldview, demonstrating that spiritual awakening is needed just as desperately in our pulpits as in our pews, according to the pollster. A nationwide survey of 1,000 Christian pastors found that we are slightly more than a third of the U.S. pastors that hold a biblical worldview. In fact, let me give a brief overview of the statistical data, and then we'll take our next caller. I'm looking at the total stats on this, ladies and gentlemen. Listen very carefully to what the statistical research shows in relationship to the pulpits in America. If we understand the weakness, the lack of a biblical understanding, if we realize the problems in the pulpits, we can understand the problems in the pew, and thus we can understand the problems in society today with a lack, L-A-C-K, of a biblical worldview.
Amen.
Only 37% of the pastors hold a biblical worldview, according to the research. Only 41% of senior pastors hold a biblical worldview. Only 28% of associate pastors have a biblical worldview. Only 13%, ladies and gentlemen, that's 13% of teaching pastors. What is a teaching pastor? That one that stands in your pulpit each and every Sunday, teaching and preaching the Word of God. Only 13% of teaching pastors hold a biblical worldview. Pastor Davis, that's a stench in the nostrils of God.
Yes, it is, Dr. Youngblood. And I tell you what, it's a sin and a shame.
Yes.
Really, I mean, to the body of Christ. And you are doing your church a disservice.
Yes.
If you are not educated in the Word of God.
Absolutely.
I mean, I hear you say this all the time, Dr. Youngblood, and it's very important to get the message out there. There is nothing wrong with education.
Right.
We understand that, you know, we don't put anything above God, but you also have to have knowledge of the Scripture.
Systematize the Word.
Yes. And the only way that you can have knowledge, you have to come under some form of teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to know and understand as shepherds of the flock.
Yes.
It takes knowledge to be able to feed the people.
Right.
And if we have not been fed ourselves, and I found this to be the biggest part of the problem that you're seeing right now, Dr. Youngblood, they are ignorant and unlearned.
Yes.
In the Scriptures.
And the pulpit,
and so many, Dr. Youngblood, are teaching by tradition of men. Mm-hmm. Jesus had a problem with that. He told the scribes and Pharisees one time that you observe traditions of men rather than the word of God.
That's right.
Now, tradition is good in its own place, but we have to know and understand nothing is supposed to come above our knowledge and instruction and wisdom in the word of God when it comes down to being a leader in the body of Christ.
Yes.
If you are not knowledgeable in the scripture, my friend, when it comes down to defeating the enemy, how in the world are you going to do it? Because that's how Christ defeated the devil.
That's right.
With every time Satan came with something, he said, it is written.
It is written.
Amen.
That's right. Absolutely.
So that's what you need to know, man of
that's
God.
That's our only defense.
Woman of God. You have to know what is written in the word of God.
Absolutely. And when we see that, Pastor, just 13% of the teaching pastors hold a biblical worldview. And further, in the Barner research, only 12% of the children's pastors and youth pastors hold a biblical worldview. And only 4% of what is called the executive pastors. You know, we've become so sophisticated in today's society. You've got to have an executive pastor. And in your super churches, your mega churches, the executive pastor is the one that basically sits behind the desk and basically oversees the operation of the church. Only 4% of the executive pastors hold a biblical worldview. So let's review that again, and then we'll take our caller. 37% of pastors in general, 41% of senior pastors, only 28% of associate pastors, only 13% of teaching pastors, and only 12% of children's pastors and youth leaders, youth ministers, and only 4% of the executive pastors hold a biblical worldview. That's saying, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully, and if you're a pastor, you're a preacher, you're a teacher, you're in a church where you're a Sunday school teacher, deacon, or a pastor, you need to have a biblical worldview. Anything less than that dishonors God, displeases God, destroys the warp and the woof of what is called central biblicist worldview in America today. No wonder, Pastor Davis, we're seeing the great falling away, the great apostasy, because those in the pew cannot be any taller, any higher, any more in-depth, and embrace any more the word of God than what's coming out of our pulpits.
Amen.
I believe we have Raymond on the line. Raymond, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Pastor Youngblood, Pastor Davis. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you letting me call in and pop in and announce some things and talk about some things. You know, I was turned you on, and I'm listening to about the biblical worldview, and man, what a good chance to let your listener know about an upcoming event that's going to help just that very thing. Talking about a biblical worldviews, I would assume probably, but most of your listeners may know the name of David Martin, America's leading historian, Bible and constitutional teacher. And
Raymond, your phone is cutting in and out. I know what you're saying, David Barton with Wall Builders, but it's warbly with your communication. See if that can clear up a little more, because I want to hear what you're saying.
Absolutely. I'm so sorry. I don't know. I'm sitting at my desk, so maybe it's just a little bad signal. Can you hear me clear?
You can, but it's echoing and in a drum, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I just wanted your listeners to know that this coming Monday at West Jacksonville Baptist Church, David Barton will be speaking for the American Restoration Tour. And he deals with the whole idea and concept of having a biblical worldview. He teaches about America's godly heritage. So along the lines of conversation, if your listeners are available, I have shared on your Facebook page, on Let's Face the Issues Facebook page, this event. You can go get the details, but it's this coming Monday night at West Jacksonville Baptist Church. That's over here on Normandy Boulevard. And then that's David Barton. They'll be speaking, and of course Pastor Kelly. They have their own radio station over there at West Jackson Baptist. And so we certainly want you to sign up. You can go to faithwinds.org/event. You can find this very link and information and flyer on your Facebook page for Let's Face the Issues. It's a free event, so please come join us. You need to hear what David Barton has to say, teaching about biblical worldview and American godly history.
Absolutely. Raymond, thank you so much for calling. That is this coming Monday evening. What was the time again?
7 p.m. this coming Monday, West Jacksonville Baptist Church. And again, the link is on the Let's Face the Issues Facebook page. You can get that from.
Go to Let's Face the Issues page and get the link and sign up, ladies and gentlemen. David Barton is worth hearing. He has a ministry called Wall Builders, and he is probably the nation's foremost in Christian world history, biblical history, and our founding documents and the founding fathers. I recommend highly. So go to that link and sign up and be a part. Raymond, thank you so much for calling, making that announcement, because David Barton is worth hearing. He's worth reading behind, has a full video series that covers those issues, and I wish every pastor would sit under his teaching and his admonition for going back to the fundamental basics of what America is for and our founding documents, founding fathers, and the truth of needing a biblical worldview. Raymond, thank you so much. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question and comment, please.
I mean, it's very sad the direction that many leaders have taken the church. And nobody seems to stop or say anything about this. You know what I mean? You got people that they don't have any, education when they preach and they talk about the Bible. And all they do is they got a mixture of worldview and biblical view. And I think that's not beneficial for the Church of God, you know what I mean? Because we need to hear the full gospel as it is written in the Word. But when you hear all that mixture, you know what I mean, that they want to please the world and they want to please God, that doesn't work like that. The other issue that I want to bring to you is I feel lately that most of the senior pastors, when I gave my life to the Lord and I became a new creature, we only have the senior pastor. Now you got all kind of pastors. And I wonder if that's a way for the senior pastor to do less in the church. Because when I was a new believer in Christ, that pastor, when they had the time, he used to visit the people in the hospitals. He used to pray for the sick. He used to visit the person that was missing in church for 1 or 2 weeks. They used to go to the house, and that was a blessing to have the pastor come into the house. But now that those jobs have been relegated to somebody else. And if that's the case, I wonder, that pastor should be preaching like Jesus did, because all his 40 hours during the week has to be devoted to what the book of Acts said, you know, the prayer and fasting. But we don't see that. And I find that as an excuse not to do what the Lord called them to do. I'm not saying all the pastors, but a lot of majority of the pastors that I hear, they put in somebody else to do the hard work that they don't want to do. And all they want to do is just, I wonder what they do, because when they get onto the pulpit on Sundays, I don't hear the anointing. I don't hear the teaching, the deep teaching of the word. So to me, I'm sorry to say, but I don't know what you take on it. I find that as an excuse, because they don't want to do the hard work that the pastor from before and some of the pastors still does. But this new generation of pastors, they don't want to do it. They want to relegate it and give it to somebody else. I'm sorry. That's not what the Bible says, brother. And I want to hear your comments on that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Jose. That's very, very well stated. And one of the major, major problems is goes back to the fact that pastors do not have a biblical worldview. There's one or two problems. Either it's a lost man coming in the garb and look of being a shepherd, but is inwardly a raving wolf, as Matthew chapter 7 talks about. That's the false teachers. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, fight, contend, and do battle. For those who are still asleep, decades ago, war was declared on Christianity, our Constitution, Christians, and the civil citizens in our nation. It's a war that Christians in America have not shown up for. When apostasy rises, when false teachers emerge, and when the truth of God is attacked, it's time to fight and contend for the faith as a watchman of God. I challenge every Christian and every citizen to contend not only for our faith, but our Constitution and the rights given to us by God. The danger is real. False teachers have crept in, not only in the Church of the Living God, but the news media, and their false teachers are now spewing their lies, deception, and evil ideology across the nation 24/7. Too many of our false pastors, hear that, this is an article, too many of our false pastors are turning God's grace into unbounded license to do as they please. In America today, we're dealing with an unbelieving America, a church system that has embraced religious religion and have forsaken the living God. America is now committing more sin than Sodom and Gomorrah. In the face of such danger, the pastors and churches in America should be calling for a solemn assembly, fasting and praying and repenting for our national sins. But today, the pastors and churches in America are ignoring evil, but instead are entertaining the people with smooth words, content in their apathy, and refusing to change their wicked ways. This message is what is being perceived as being from God, but is not in America. In other words, Jose, to answer your question, we have pastors that's either falling in one or two categories. They're either lost, they're false shepherds, or they are anemic or totally ignorant of what the Word of God says. Pastor Davis touched on it a moment ago. There's a need today. Let me just type a little fundamental loose end in my mind, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
We have pastors today that say, well, God called me, and I don't need any training. What if you had a man that says, God called me to be a jet airplane pilot, but I don't need any training? What if you had a person that says, God called me as a neurosurgeon, but I don't need to be trained? What if you had a person that says, God called me to be a plumber, but I don't need to be trained? Would you have him in your house? Would you get in that airplane? Would you have surgery on your brain with that kind of surgeon? And the answer to all those questions is no. But somehow, some way, there's a mindset that a pastor says, I've been called of God. I'm saved. I don't need to study the Word. Don't need to learn the Word. And many pastors today that have credentials, let me say this, Pastor, many pastors today have false, phony, illegitimate credentials hanging on the wall. In the state of Florida alone, there's some 300-plus false organizations called degree mills, where if you say, I love Jesus, and pay $2,500 or $1,500, you get a PhD in Bible, and churches will call that kind of pastor, being ignorant of the fact that that pastor has stolen a credential by buying it rather than working for
Amen.
It, because
Amen.
The scripture says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
And most pastors today, many multitudes of the pastors today, have false, phony credentials, Pastor, because they do not want to study
Amen.
To show thyself approved. Word study talks about strenuous effort, deep abiding passion to learn the Word and to know the Word. And as a result of that, you have pastors today that will read somebody's sermon outline book on Saturday night, stand in the pulpit and regurgitate it on Sunday, but do not know the Word. Therefore, they're embracing the myth today, they're embracing the Sodomite lifestyle today, embracing anything and everything but the written, revealed Word of God.
Amen.
As a result of not having a biblical worldview, ladies and gentlemen, today our pastors and churches are embracing the LGBTQ agenda, willing to ordain Sodomite pastors and deacons, willing to embrace secular racist CRT in our churches and in our schools, teaching false doctrines and watered down gospel with another gospel. In fact, in Galatians 1, 6, and 7, Pastor, you recall that, where the Apostle Paul says, you're teaching, preaching another gospel.
Amen.
It is the word that means a different gospel, not the true gospel that was first delivered to the saints. So, ladies and gentlemen, you might say, well, you sound passionate about that. I am. Simply because we have a total deception taking place. It's a demonic deception, and it's as a result of pastors in the pulpits today that's unwilling to stand. They're pushing for numbers, nickels, and noses. They want to build a gigantic kingdom here on earth. They want the mega church mentality. They want to follow in the footsteps of what is viewed as the Osteenites or the T.D. Jakeites, whatever you want to call them, that want to look big and bad, but without a deep, deep knowledge of the Word of God. Pastor Davis, this is the reason I say that every pastor needs to have a training, conservative theological training. And it's not because we have conservative theological university
Amen.
That I
Amen.
Use that term, but conservative theological training. Otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, we're losing our nation. We're losing our future. We're losing American Christianity. We're becoming a post-Christian generation today as a result of a lack of knowledge in our pulpits and therefore a lack of knowledge in the pew because the Word of God is not being taught. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you for speaking out as usual, Pastor David.
Thank you so much.
Thank God. Yes, he will always have a witness of somebody to stand up in spite of the condition. You have summarized the picture very aptly, couldn't be better. Yeah, and America, our country, the land of opportunity, the great land of